I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It'd be a great start to a movie. A shady character with a suitcase full of cash tries to get through airport security without attracting much attention. Except it's not fiction for many Iranians or for many others doing business with Iran. Under the current U.S. sanctions on Iran, this happens to be one of the most efficient ways to get money in and out of the country.
I'm Richard Alardi. I work for a British business in Iran. We work in finance on the Tehran Stock Exchange.
Alardi would prefer not to name that company for security purposes.
I'm in a very small minority of English people here working in Iran. You can count us on two hands, probably.
And when it comes time to pay the staff in Iran, the money has to come from the UK. But because of the sanctions on banking, Alardi says they can't do a money transfer.
Rather than being able to transfer it directly, we had to almost bring the money, you know, via a courier, via DHL, or somebody would have to go to London and bring money for 3 months to pay the staff in Iran.
Bring money in a suitcase. It's not illegal, and Alardi says it happens all the time.
You've got a lot of people, a lot of Iranians particularly, that have got investments in Iran, that own property, that get rent in Iran and want to take the money back to, say, for instance, London. And, you know, they were just carrying this money back either as gold or hard currency.
At the least, it's a hassle, but it makes it hard to do business in Iran. Bear in mind, though, that's the goal of the U.S. and European sanctions, to make doing business with Iran extremely difficult so that Iran will be willing to compromise on its nuclear program. As part of the temporary agreement between Iran and Western powers, some sanctions are being lifted, but not the ones on the banking system. So Oladi's company will still have to go through the usual suitcase route. But just the talk of lifting sanctions is changing things in Iran.
Things are much more stable. The economy feels a lot more stable. The black market in currency has almost been obliterated. The price of goods is coming down because the dollar has come down.
He says that's good for Iranians, and it could be good for investors.
Well, Iran is a consumer-hungry country. You've got an enormously young population. You've got an enormously wealthy population and cash-rich economy, particularly in Tehran. You're not seeing companies pouring in yet, but you're certainly seeing a lot of companies looking at coming into Iran very, very soon.
Though it's likely they'll hold off until the West lifts the sanctions that require people like Alardi to carry in bags full of cash.